Hi, this is Cal Petty, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Victims of psychos, victims of life, victims are wrong.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios, high atop Chicagoland. And on the show, we talk about transformative travel, family vacations, getting out on the road. And this is a guy honored to have on the line with us. Of course, Blockbuster Blake Stubbs in studio as well. We'll talk a little bit about his cinematic views on some of this stuff. But we've got, he is an acclaimed chef, a restaurateur, author, and I would say now adventurer added into that with Wolf It Down, the one and only Tyler Florence. Tyler, welcome to WGN.
Dane, it is so good to be with you again. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it is a beautiful day here in Chicago. I know you're all over the place, but if this was a day you found yourself here, you would be pretty happy. But I feel like we have been with you, right? Because with Wolf It Down, this is, and I got to tell the listeners, you got to check it out. We absolutely love this project because it is, if you appreciate so many people what it is that you do, Tyler, you really take people with you. You feel like you're getting kind of day in the life all over the world.
Thank you so much. You know, I've been shooting really, you know, elaborate home movies for as long as I can remember. And you know, I've been in television for 22 years, and I've always been part of media ever since, you know, I was in my early 20s. So, there's always been this moment where I look at something, you know, either a really beautiful ahi tuna loin that comes into my restaurant, or I'm out with my kids and we're enjoying some, like, really, just a really beautiful family moment. And I just always wish I had a camera around to really kind of just capture some of the stuff, because I think it's really compelling stories. And so now we're finally doing that. So we started this new series with Twitter, and it's called Wolf It Down, and it's like short-form content. So I'm making a movie a week, and they're, you know, somewhere between, like, 8 and 10 minutes long. But, you know, my schedule is the script, and wherever we are in the world, I'll just shoot some really kind of wonderful stuff and get a chance to kind of cut it together. So I shoot and edit everything myself. And, I think it's turning out to be, it's kind of fun. I love it. These are the things I would honestly just do anyway. And now we get a chance to kind of tie it all together and call it something and really kind of produce some fun stuff. I just published my 7th episode last Wednesday, and it was from Rome, and I'm starting to edit a little video from Siena, Italy, that I made when we were there as well. And I'm in New York City. I shot all day today, and it's just kind of fun, you know. So I'm hanging out with the kids, you know, we're at Food Network, we're, you know, out at a really beautiful 3-star restaurant, and wherever it is, I just take my camera with me and capture a little bit of the show behind the show.
it's a testament to what is available out there with the technology. But you mentioned it, you know, 20 years as one of our favorite stars of food television. Is this the kind of thing where, you know, now the, you know, your desire to go ahead and kind of make stuff, and then technology's desire to create products that you could use or that are great for people to use, that they've kind of collided here, right? Is this the kind of stuff you've always wanted to do?
Absolutely. If people can make really amazing content with their cell phone, I shoot with a Panasonic Lumix GH5. So I've got like a really nice DSLR camera that I shoot with, and I caught on Final Cut Pro. So it's a little more elaborate than sort of just like an Instagram clip. But, you know, if people that, people have the ability to really tell fabulous stories, and it's not really about the equipment or even the editing perfection, but it's really about the content. Story is king. And I just took my daughter to VidCon in Anaheim a couple of weeks ago, and it's all about this YouTube culture where people are just, you know, kind of filming what's in front of them and cutting it together and finding an audience, which is really interesting. And, you know, with like YouTube and social media, like these things kind of kick the butt of cable every single day. If you take a look at numbers and people that are watching and how sticky the content is when things go viral, it's really not television, it's social media in a way. So there's something really kind of interesting about it, kind of like, you know, starting to actually produce content for social media for the sake of that particular audience versus turning them on to other things that I'm working on. You know, I've been talking to Twitter about, something like this for almost 2 years now.
Wow.
And we finally said, okay, let's just go do it. Let's just kind of put it together. So it's been really fun so far. We're in our seventh week. I'm going to be making a movie a week. I signed a 1-year contract, so I'm making 52 films. And it's just fun, man. It's super fun. I love it.
You know, wait till we see, and you're going to some really cool places, whether it's places, like VidCon, like you said, where, thousands of people go there and it's kind of this meeting of the minds, or whether you're going to exotic locations like Rome. And I got to let the listeners know, it isn't all, there is food shown in really kind of interesting and beautiful ways that are from that area. But a lot of it is the family stuff with it, which is great. And also the sightseeing stuff. It's amazing. You can fit it all into kind of that condensed package. I'm excited to hear that you're filming it and then editing it yourself. It's really great.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I got to tell you, because, you and I have been friends forever. And, if I'm at, a food festival, I'll bump into you and you and I will get a chance to talk. So we've been friends for a really long time. And I'm just really excited about this. I'm kind of excited about this more than anything I've worked on in quite some time, because I just feel like it's kind of an unfiltered true story. Like Twitter was like, hey, just shoot whatever you want. And I'm like, okay, I love that. That's a really great idea. So every week, I'm on, 200 flights a year. And I'm in New York City for the next like 5 or 6 weeks. So we've got, probably at least 5 episodes playing in New York already. And if we're just walking around and something looks really kind of interesting, I've got my camera, I'll film it, turn it to a little story. And I think those micro moments are really kind of interesting. If you can capture it well and kind of cut it together in a compelling, storyline, I think it's kind of cool. So I'm just really excited about it, So it's about me and our food and our family and adventure and life. And I think life is really delicious. And so we're just trying this thing called Wolf of Them.
You mentioned doing things for a long time. I remember, and of course, Food Truck Race is on again. And we've got to mention that as well. The next episode is coming out on August 2nd. I remember interviewing you and even talking with the guys. I think this might have been season 1 from the Grill 'Em All truck. And they've since gone brick and mortar. So that just shows how long it is. I think it's a testament to not only the franchise and the staying power, but I think that's something to have that show last this long and be that well received by the viewers.
I love the Great Food Truck Race, man. Because it's like this rock and roll business show. And the new season just premiered this past Thursday. And this season we're moving from Sundays to Thursdays. And it's back and better than it ever has been. And this season we're calling it the Wild West, Great Food Truck Race Wild West Adventure. And we're going from Los Angeles to Las Vegas to Phoenix to Yuma to Indio for Stagecoach, which was really kind of wild to film that, and then back to LA. So it's like this 500-mile loop like through the desert with some really interesting food truck concepts they're trying to get off the ground. So you've got these people that have their heart and their passion and their ability kind of like all pushing forward to see if they can win $50,000 to get their food truck brand started. And it's just kind of cool. And we really launched some fantastic successes. And a lot of the food trucks that have been on the show have gone to brick and mortar fame. Soul Sausage, Koji Barbecue, Carilla Barbecue, the Lime Truck, and it just goes on and on. Like, so it's kind of like this launching ground for new young businesses, which is, I'm so proud of that. So listen, when we started that show 10 years ago, it was really hard to have a conversation with people about food trucks because they just didn't understand it and felt that it was just kind of unsafe. And I got it. I understood. But now, honestly, there's 40,000 active food trucks in the United States right now. And I'm not saying we invented the food truck world, but we certainly gassed it. And we proved that there was both the supply and the demand for the model. And we showed that if you could, put out a good product and put your head down and build a restaurant, you can do just as many covers and have just as high of a check average as a brick-and-mortar restaurant at a fraction of the cost, and really kind of get your idea out there in a relatively benign way. And if it fails, what? You lost $25,000-$30,000 versus a couple million.
Right.
But if it succeeds, all of a sudden you've got this really fabulous concept to really get off the ground. And on top of that, we've created just a massive fan base for the genre. And I'm really proud of that, man. I'm really, really proud of that because – you know, the bar is really high for opening restaurants. You know, we're Wayfair Tavern just turned 8 years old in San Francisco in June, and you know, we held on to our third star for the sixth year in a row with the San Francisco Chronicle, and we're super proud of that. But restaurants are hard, man, and they're very, very expensive to operate, and the failure rate's really, really high. But for a young food company that just wants to get their idea out there and just say, dude, hold my beer, I'm doing it, we're in business, we've got a food truck, we're selling food, I'm happy. You know, there's a new subgenre. Instead of four walls, you got four wheels, but you can make the same amount of money, which is very interesting.
Well, I got to contend, too, it's in California and all that, it may have been maybe more prevalent, but I think food truck race 10 years ago was, for a lot of America, the kind of the introduction to that industry or that idea or that business model, and so that's it. I mean, not only has it been successful in entertaining television, but right, I don't want to say you necessarily started the movement, but you did kind of put the gas pedal down on it, and so many more people around the country were aware of it and participating because of that show. You bring up California, and this, we've talked a lot of times about some of the different, you're so active not only on the entertainment side but also on kind of the social side and those platforms, and we've talked about school lunches and things like that. Before we let you go, I want you to share with the listeners, if you can, a little bit about Uncrushable. Of course, you know, America, the world, we all saw about the fires that happened last year, and all the ways that people have kind of got on board to help either share that story and certainly help kind of mitigate some of the, you know, the issues and the challenges from the residents. But talk about making that film.
Yeah, so October 8th, 2017, 18 fires broke out in 24 hours that ended up burning for almost a month. And it burned over 300,000 acres between Mendocino, Sonoma, and Napa County. It burned down over 8,000 structures, and 44 of our neighbors lost their lives. And right when the fires were almost contained completely, I started filming this documentary series I'm calling Uncrushable. We just finished the movie, and we're submitting to film festivals now, which is really super exciting. So we're waiting for some of those to pick up as far as our kind of early distribution of the movie. But it's a really powerful story. Not only about the tragedy of the fires, but also how the community came together and rallied around our neighbors and made sure that they knew that they were supported and loved and cared for. And I think in this climate change that we're going through, this environmental climate change that seems to be different every single year, not for the better, but for the worse, California is kind of going through this very interesting cycle right now where we're starting to not have fires, but these things called fire storms, where the winds will pick up and a fire pole will get knocked over. And, you know, in California, it rains for 6 months a year and it doesn't rain for 6 months a year. So we'll have, you know, this really kind of beautiful wet season in the winter, but in the summer, it doesn't rain probably like March or April, right? Maybe even May, the rain stop. And then it literally won't rain again until November, right? So everything gets dried out. And so when it becomes really, really windy, it also becomes very dangerous for firestorms, because firestorms just start to spread. So the fire that is becoming one of the largest firestorms and wildfires in the history of the state of California last October, November. Was one of the scariest things I've ever lived through, to be really, really honest with you, right? Because we were probably 45 minutes away from, you know, the south line of the fire where we live in Marin County, and nobody really knew when it was going to stop, because like it was burning at the rate of a football field a minute, and it was consuming everything. And when the wind would pick up, all of a sudden, like embers the size of footballs and would just fly through the air and land on another house. And so the storylines were just incredible. So we ended up, you know, shooting over 50 interviews with people that lost their home, and firefighters that watched their homes burn down while they were saving someone else's home, and restaurateurs that, you know, closed the restaurant down and started just like feeding firefighters while they fought the fire battles in the front lines, and wineries that lost everything. But it was really all about hope and all about, you know, dealing with this tragedy, not individually, but as a community. And today, like, if you if you took out firestorm and snapped in hurricane, if you took out hurricane, you snapped in tornado, or you snapped in earthquake, you know, lots of America, you know, goes through this, especially in the Midwest. You guys have tornadoes like crazy. And so, you know, what I wanted to do and what the movie turned out to be was really a blueprint of how communities can take care of each other when these kind of things happen. So we just finished the film. I partnered with the state of California on the project, and I think it's my finest work.
Oh, and that's saying something, even though it's coming from you, that's definitely high praise. And I think it shows kind of the range of the things that you're doing and that you're interested in. And of course, that your fans appreciate as well. Let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Tyler Florence. And he is out there doing so many different things as we, and we're late for a break. As we let you go, Tyler, give the social media, give the place where people can go to catch up with all your adventures so they can enjoy Wolf It Down. Of course, foodnetwork.com for the truck race and everything else. Let them know.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm not bragging, but I've got the highest rated recipes on foodnetwork.com. It's my 22nd year with them, and I love them to death. So we're shooting Worst Cooks in America, both the celebrity edition and the civilian. Right now, we're shooting a Thanksgiving special right now because I'm in New York City for a couple of weeks. Great Food Truck Race is on at 8 p.m. Central every Thursday night for the next 6 weeks. And my new show, Bike Club, when that premieres, I'm going to call you back. We'll talk about that. Nice. That's going to premiere next month as well. And I'm really excited about Bike Club. As a matter of fact, we shot Bike Club in Chicago. And Bike Club is, it's like Chopped on the Road. And it is going to be the next big hit on Food Network. And I'm very, very excited about that. So, you know, I've shot, got six different series with Food Network this year. Love them to death. So much new fun stuff coming on the pipe. I'm on Instagram. I'm at TylerFlorence.com. And definitely check me out on Twitter. I think Twitter is really, really interesting right now, especially with the world, you know, really start trying to communicate about the good and the bad of what's happening in the world. Twitter seems to be the hub. So I'm at Tyler Florence on Twitter, and that's where you can catch Wolf It Down every Wednesday.
Oh, we love it. He never stops. Tyler Florence and so many of the fans all around the country, let's say the world, are thankful for it. Tyler, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the air today, man.
Man, love you, brother, man. Anytime, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you soon. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take another break, and then we're going to send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.